Welcome to our May 9th shamanic session. I'm very excited for this shamanic mentorship. I'm very excited for all of you. My head's disappearing. There we go. Now I'm in the screen. I'm going to put my smudge away. It's always a good reminder just to take a moment and smudge before you start these sessions. And I also want to remind you that you really are doing some deep work in these sessions. Please do not be fooled by the online format. And if you have a very mellow experience during the session in live or in a recording, you still will have things moving for days. And even when people set the intention to be here, things can start working and moving. So just have an awareness of that. It's very similar to when I meet with people in person for ceremony or when we do private sessions. That's why I send out a letter that says, you might feel my team working with you. And just so you all know, just a reminder that your teams are always working with you. And now as you study with me, my team will also work with you as your soul allows and as you're available. And sometimes that feels really mellow. And sometimes you're really getting worked because you're doing deep work here. And the beauty of this is it's really subtle. When we do things together, it can seem really subtle. That's what really sinks in deep. If you have a really, 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 really big flash flood kind of rain, then it all, you've seen it just flow off the streets and it can't really stick. But when you have a subtle, gentle rain that starts to really, it can really take its time and seep in deep into the earth. That's the kind of work we're doing. So I just want to remind you of that based on responses that I've gotten from people and feedback. And I think you're all doing really great. And just a reminder that everything we're doing, como se dice, anything that you're working on, we're working on that in these sessions, even if it's not named. So find a session, see what's going on in one of those recorded sessions, and watch it if you're feeling the need for support. If you're feeling, if it's the week between when we meet and something's up for you, you can do a session that has nothing to do with that thing that you're dealing with, and it will support that thing that you're dealing with. This work is not necessarily point A to point B literal. It's not literal at all, although things literally happen when we do this. So you can do a general soul retrieval and this whole other thing that you had no idea could be supported by soul retrieval is supported and it goes on and on. So Anya had a really great question in the Facebook group and shared a little bit about having a hard time receiving and being seen and shame. And we've worked with some of that before and we'll work with it again, since it was her question and she can't be here tonight, I'd like to do that one-on-one with her. But in the meantime, I want to let you all know that we're always healing shame and we're always healing fear and we're always stepping into our medicine and our gifts and our personal power in every session that we're doing, even if I'm not using those words. So it's about practice. If you're doing the practices in between these sessions with your intentions, things will start to shift. And those of you who are really setting a commitment in your life, whatever it is, you're going to see shifts. Commitment is where the shift happens. I mean, you can ask, trying to think of people in the mentorship, like Marianne. I'm going to call out Marianne, give her peace sign, heads up, and good job. And Tracy Prater isn't on the call tonight, but another student that I'm thinking of that, you know, these are people who are showing up in a committed way and consistently walking this path in between the sessions. And I'm sure some of you others are too. I just haven't necessarily seen you in person. So if I don't name you, it's just because I don't know. But those are two students that I know are really have made a commitment to this process. And I'm seeing big transformation. And I'm seeing it in my life too. And I'm mentioning it tonight because part of the reason I have my hair up in a ponytail, I'm just wearing a t-shirt, is because I've started working out. And a little piece of hell has frozen over because that's happening. So I just want you to know, I don't say that lightly. The going to a gym and working out with a trainer and all of that is so far off my personal radar. And so I decided to commit to something because the physical piece is going to amplify and expand not only my health and my mental experience and all of that, but it's also going to open up my shamanic experience, my shamanic gifts, because I'm getting my body as strong as my energetic, etheric, auric, intuitive. Like we've really got to bring balance and bring strength to every aspect, every archetype within us. So that's a place where I had to sign up for a year, and I did it before I really thought about it. And then I went, oh, I don't know if I can do this for a year. I don't know if I want to do this for a year. I mean, this trainer is nice and this is a nice, you know, but I don't know. And it's only 5 minutes from my house. I mean, I have no excuses. It costs more than I thought it was going to cost. And it's, I had to do all this body work before he would let me get started. So there were lots of opportunities for me to go, no, out of my comfort zone. But what I did was I signed the agreement for a year and I told myself, this is my year-long shamanic training. I'm doing physical shamanic training. And that shifted my perspective. And so I'm telling you this because I'm using myself as an example. It's the best example I have is my own life. Make a commitment and things, everything's showing up to support me. My calendar has opened up for me to do it. The money has flowed in for me to do it. The ease and grace has flowed in for me to do it. And I knew in my heart, this was my commitment. And because I'm showing up 3 days a week, it's making a difference very quickly. And that goes for your physical experience as well as your shamanic experience. So it's all about commitment. And if you tell the universe, I'm doing this mentorship and this is where I'm going with it and this is how long I'm going to do it. I'm going to be there and I'm showing up. I'm going to do stuff in between. Like, don't beat yourself up. Create something that's doable. I've got something that's doable with this personal trainer. And I'm doing it poco a poco. There's people there running circles around me. You know, I don't have a problem being the tortoise. The tortoise won that race anyway. So the rabbits can run everywhere they want. I'm just going to stay chill, poco a poco. So I want to mention that because a lot of what you all are asking me about, a lot of what clients are asking me about, the biggest challenge is commitment. You don't do yoga once every 2 weeks and expect big shifts. You know, you don't meditate once every 2 weeks and expect big shifts. And so I'm not trying to make anybody feel bad if you're not journeying every day. That's not the point. I'm letting you know that the truly transformational experiences of my life have come from commitment. The financial support has come from commitment. Everything opening up and doors opening up has come because I said, I am making a commitment. And then I don't know how it works for you all, but once I make a commitment, I am so determined. Y'all should see me in that gym. I'm like a little bulldog running with gazelles, but I don't care. One day I'll be a gazelle. But right now I'm this feisty little bulldog that's like, I'm going to do this. And I kind of fall over. And then I'm going to do this. And I kind of fall over. But I'm there. I'm showing up 3 days a week. And I'm laughing the whole time because I keep falling and things are pulling me around. And it's pretty hysterical. Y'all should be there. I should videotape it sometime and post it in the group because it's pretty funny. But I'm laughing. I'm having a good time. I'm not comparing myself to other people. I'm keeping it poco a poco and I'm consistent and I'm committed. And I've lost 10 pounds, y'all. It rocks. And it's not about losing weight. I'm just saying that's some instant confirmation. So, and I can afford to lose some weight. So that's not a part, that's part of my personal journey, but it's commitment. It's really, oh my gosh, it is life-changing when there's consistency and commitment. So I'm going to put that on your radar. And what I also would like to do, thanks for all the love y'all telling me about awesome. Yay. Way to go. I appreciate that. Yeah. I was really nervous to go do this because you all, I have a lot of mojo, but doesn't mean there's not places in my life where I don't get nervous, where I don't feel the fear and do it anyway. And that first day I was so nervous because everybody else there had experience, but I showed up authentic and real and everybody was really welcoming and I'm just doing my thing. And that really goes for everything. So I just want to put that on your hearts because people keep wanting big transformational shifts and the big mountaintop experiences come from the little steps that walk you there. You know, they come, you don't walk, start walking up the mountain every 2 weeks. You just keep putting one foot in front of the other. All right. So, I want to take a moment, open up the space. And if you all have anything you want to, anything that's going on for you, just put some keywords in the group chat, because the journey we're going to do tonight, I'm going to bring all of that into the journey. Probably should have mentioned that before while I was talking. Those of you on your phone, I don't think you're going to be able to type. So next time, perhaps you can be here. And one of the reasons, as you all are typing, go ahead, anything you want brought into the journey tonight that you want support with, just put it in the chat box. And one of the reasons I want to do it this way tonight is to show you that everything can be worked on with the intention being set. So for those of you who don't get something typed in, or yet those of you who are on the phone, be thinking about what your intentions are, okay? Take a moment right now and think about what your intentions are, where you'd like to focus, clarity. Okay. So Miriam wants support with the interview. We got clarity, pregnancy, protection from a family member who sucks my energy if I'll ever let myself be open, clarity, financial prosperity. Jess and Bobby say they're totally feeling the power of consistency and commitment. Super powerful. Wonderful. Paula wants support with motherhood, moving forward, peace, self-worth. Great. Prosperity, clarity, health, feeling safe. These are good. These are all connected too. These are all connected to fear. They're all connected to shame. All the stuff that Anya was talking about wanting to work with. Some more protection. Sure, Michelle, you can find out who the new two people are on the phone. Judy wants help with dishonest people. Okay, go ahead, Michelle.
Hey, there's two of y'all on the phone. Someone with a 217 area code and 828-230-2599. I'm going to unmute you both. And first, 828, who are you?
Hey, this is Erica.
Hi, Erica. Thank you. I'm going to write your name here so we can see you. And the other person, you have a 217 area code. Who are you?
Oh, I'm muted.
Not anymore.
Hello?
Yep, we hear you.
Hey, this is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. Thank you.
Okay, and so Gina added speaking truth, Deanna added receiving. Okay, great. So I want you all to sit with your intentions. Go ahead and get comfortable. If you're on the phone, hopefully you're somewhere where you can sit comfortably. And I really want you to sit with those intentions, because my intention tonight during this journey is to hold space for your intentions. So that, and make sure everybody's muted, Michelle, including you. And so one of the reasons I want to do this way tonight, this is different than we've ever done it before, is because this is the power of the group container. It doesn't matter what your intention is. Everybody can have a completely different intention. And the journey intention is to hold space for your individual intention so that everybody receives exactly what they need. So if you've never journeyed with me before, you'll want to listen. I'll walk you into it. So everybody just take a moment and breathe into your bellies and ground your energy. Invoking the pillars of this temple, Archangels Michael, Ariel, Gabriel, Raphael, Uriel, Sandalphon, Metatron, Zadkiel, Melchizedek, Saint Germain, Saint Germain. Activating this temple grid space so that we are together in medicine world. Breathe into your belly, invoking the Apus, the sacred mountains, Nustas, the rivers and the open spaces, invoking Pachamama, invoking the ancestors, invoking your teachers and guides in the seen and unseen realms. Breathe into your belly. And visualize yourselves standing together in a circle around the sacred fire, holding hands, connecting in this beautiful sacred space. take a moment and look around at the other participants within your journey in this sacred space. You don't have to really know exactly what they look like. Simply understand that they are circled up there with you, honoring each other, acknowledging each other. And breathing into your belly in your sacred imagination, visualize a portal door. It can be anything, keep it simple. Stepping through that portal door into your sacred space that you create in your sacred imagination. And for those of you with experience with me, simply step into your sacred space. Looking around to see what the space looks like, keep it grounded. And create some woods or mountaintop or a field or something very grounded so that we can do some proactive, embodied shamanic work together. And just invite in your guides. And also see if there's any new guides that show up for you as you're taking in your beautiful sacred space and really creating a visual of this space and your guides in your sacred imagination. Breathing into your belly, inviting your guides to circle up around you. And as you're there, surrounded by your guides, connect with your heart. Connect with your intention. And give your personal intention to your guides. And as you're sharing your intention with your guides, take a moment to receive gifts from your guides that will support you on your journey. These gifts don't have to make sense. If you're not sure what to do with them, simply bring them into your heart. And once you've received gifts from your guides, allow your guides to work with you in this journey to empower your intention. Talk to them, ask questions, go explore with them where they would like to take you. Receive what they have to offer.
Sing a roll,
Look out. Ancestors, ancestors, I'm not Spiritus. Use the bean on my Breathe into your belly. Wherever you are in your journey, I want you to reconnect with your guides right there in your sacred space where you stepped into when you stepped through that portal door. I want you to surround yourself with your guides in that space. I'd like for you to call in a loving, nurturing, nourishing mama bear, warm and fuzzy. And let mama bear come and sit behind you and put you on her knees so she can wrap her fuzzy, warm arms around you so that you are held, nourished, warm, safe, cozy, nurtured. And I want you to take a moment to really receive nourishment. Let your guides bring you the living water so that you may drink while Mama Bear holds you safe and close. Oso est leita. Oso est leita. Oso corazón. Corazón. Also, also estreit. Also, also estreit. Also, also corazón. Also, also corazón. Akin heles lutabina. Akin heles lutabina. Akin heles lutabina. Akin heles lutabina. Pace, pace, bebe, bebe. Pace, pace, bebe, bebe. Dulce, dulce, bebe. Dulce, dulce, bebe. Breathe into your belly. Telling your guides, thank you. Your teachers, your ancestors, all of your support and your sacred space, thank you. Any guides that you would like to bring back with you are welcome to come with you through your portal door. As you make your way through your portal door back into this earthly realm, feeling your guides circle up around you in support and love and guidance. And once you feel connected with that, you may close the portal door behind you. Take a moment to breathe into your belly and wiggle your fingers and toes and start really reconnecting with your beautiful physical form, your divine human form. And then when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. Good times, good times. So let me get my readers. Let me just double check this little list. Because see, I read, one of the reasons I want to do this is part of training. And the only way I can teach is just to do it with you. And you'll learn what you're called to learn. And don't worry about anything that doesn't stick. If it's meant to stick, it'll stick later. I very quickly, you all heard me very quickly go through this list of what was listed here. You can see it. I'm just going to go through. And all I did was let spirit channel through me. And I don't know what I'm going to sing before I get in there. I think you all have figured that out by now. That's always different. And I want you, as you're listening to this list, tap in with where that was coming in the journey. Trust, clarity, pregnancy. There was a whole, lullaby at the end there. The spirit wanted me to bring through. That was for everybody, but my goodness. I was singing dulce, dulce, baby, sweet, sweet baby. You know, I was literally singing that, and I totally forgot that somebody was asking about a pregnancy. You know, that was for everybody, but that was definitely for pregnancy and the little bambino. Clarity, financial prosperity, I sang about that. Motherhood, madre, madre. Moving forward. Well, Paige, I don't know if I literally said moving forward, but Tigray came in. Did y'all hear that? Woo! Tiger was stalking y'all. Stalking. Despacio means slowly. So I was singing, tiger, tiger, slowly, slowly. And I could see this huge tiger, like as big as the world, like huge, like mountain size, like walking on the earth and coming into all of your journeys. And tiger was stalking you. Your power was stalking you. And somebody put healing the healer. And tiger is healer medicine. And that was coming in to heal the healer as well and bring in some strength, bring in some feeling safe, protection. I sang about trust and protection. I did not sing about dishonest people, but I did sing about trust and courage and faith, receiving. Elaine says her little girl came as one of the guys. That's perfect. I was singing about Aranya Spider. Jen, I really felt your medicine. Jen, I'm a Beale. I don't know if you're saying your name right, but Jen, you know, I'm talking to you. Good. I was really feeling you, and it was for everybody, but sometimes certain people, I know they've got stuff going on. Jen just finished the 4-month training and has shared some stuff with me. So, but that was for everybody, Aranya Spider, and I was invoking the web. And within that web, I saw spirit was showing me the vision, because I get visions and that's what I sing through. And so the vision was this beautiful web, and it's kind of sticky, you know, so that things get stuck in it that you want to have stuck in there, that things that you are invoking and manifesting and calling forth into your life. And so, I know there was prosperity and abundance, but there was also courage and trust and faith. And I'm trying to think, there was a whole lot of stuff coming through there to really support you all. Commitment was in there. There was a lot of stuff. And I can't remember right now because I'm in an altered state when I do that. But there was a lot of stuff being sung in to connect with your personal web, to stick for you, to really stick and stay and not feel like you call it in and then it flows away, you call it in, it flows away, just to really get it there. And also bear. I really just felt that this big bear medicine wanted to come in, this mama bear, and just like the biggest, most fierce teddy bear ever. Sweet, but fierce, you know, and she just wanted to hold you in her lap and just curl up. Cause what I've been feeling that I really wanted to share this week during our session was nourishment. I just feel, especially with the students that I'm working with in person and in ceremonies, it just keeps coming up. People could really use nourishment, so much nourishment. There's so much stuff you're working with and dealing with and, sitting with, and some of it feels good and some of it doesn't. In any case, you need nourishment. Just wanted to bring that sweetness in. And so that Luz Divina, divine light. Vintiata is healing, by the way. Sana is healthy. Limpia, cleansing. There's lots of good medicine. And then what I start doing is speeding it up. Marinacion. We're going to marinate. We're going to marinate. We're going to stew in it. Really get it going. So good times, good times. So Talitha said she curled up Mama Bear's lap before you even said that. Oh, good. Thanks, Moksha. I'm glad you needed it. Kayla had a bear in your yard last night. Well, you don't want to go hug her, but you can definitely hug the one in the realms, in your journey. Paula says early on she was given milk and honey by my guides. That's beautiful. Very symbolic. Talk about nourishment. My goodness. And it's interesting because, you know, I've been really keeping up with the volcano situation in Hawaii. It's just so powerful. And I was really not sure. I'd already sung in Fuego, fire, because I sang in the elements to begin with. Mama Kocha is the ocean. Mama Kia, the moon. Inti Taita, father, son. Wira, the wind. Pachamama, the earth. Quichi, the ether. Quichi also means rainbow. And so I sang in Fuego, fire. And I thought, well, that's enough of that. Because I try not to zap people, burn people too much with the fire medicine. Y'all have enough going on. But man, Pele wanted to come through. So Pele was brought in. And that's fair. I love fire medicine. I've done this for almost 20 years now. And I'm very discerning about calling in the flame. Because, you know, I'm a Pisces, so I stick with the water. But no, that was really beautiful. Pele is so potent, and it's just and it's interesting because I know I felt Pele calling in that big tiger medicine, Tigre despacio, tiger slowly, and it was like the fire and the tiger were stalking the earth. That was potent, y'all. That was powerful. And one of the things I wanted to do as well was start journeying a little bit longer. See, it's already been an hour. Because I'm getting a lot of feedback that you all really like the journeys. And so I'm making an effort to make them a little longer. And there'll be times when we need to do more one-on-one and maybe a little bit more chatting. But if you all like it, just comment on the Facebook group page. Let me know if you like the longer journeys. I mean, we can do a whole hour of journey. I want to do what y'all want to do. But I do like to kind of check in as well and connect. So if anybody has a question or anything, we've got 15 minutes. That we can work on something if you'd like. And I don't know how the people on the phone raise their hands. Michelle, can you tell them?
It's star 6.
I should remember that by now. Thank you, Michelle. If you're on the phone, just hit star 6 if you have a question. If anybody here has a question, let me know. Oh, Jen, you saw Spider. Oh, that's perfect. Because Spider totally came in for you then for the group, meaning your medicine brought it in. That's awesome. So anybody doing anything down, Michelle? Okay, nothing's coming up. Okay. Because I'm going to call on somebody. Okay, look, let me look here. Y'all are moving everywhere. The boxes move. I don't understand. Why can't they sit still? Devin, can I say hey to you? Can you unmute her? Devin Evans. She's trying to unmute you. Hold on, Devin.
There we go.
There you go. How are you?
I'm good. I've been very busy with things that have distracted me from my practice, especially since the beginning of Mercury retrograde, and I just never recovered. So, like, I think that's part of the reason why I wanted clarity and some discernation between prioritization and being able to stay focused on my goals.
Mm. And how was the journey for you tonight to support with that?
It was good. One of the things that I've been trying to manifest is more freedom to kind of go along with being able to focus on my goals. Mm-hmm. And as I'm opening up to more freedom and it's coming to me, I'm realizing that I probably need some clarity on how I'm supposed to spend my days with that extra time. Mm-hmm. And so tonight when I asked my guides, they were like, it's coming, it's coming, mm-hmm. it's coming. So,
yeah. Cause if you're focusing on what you're going to do when you're with your free time before you have the free time, then you're not where you want to be focused.
Right.
Because you're focusing on, well, what will I do if, that's a spiral that you don't need. You know, I mean, meaning there's people who say, well, I really want to do this thing. I want to do this work, but I don't know what it's going to look like. And they get really obsessed with what it might look like and they can't focus on the work. They can't manifest the work. Do you understand what I mean?
I do, 100%.
Right. So I'm feeling that as you're talking, it's like, well, I really want freedom. So let me figure out how I'm going to fill up all that freedom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then even if the freedom comes, you're all like stressing because you don't know what you're supposed to do with it or how it's supposed to look. So what does freedom mean to you?
Freedom means the ability to be able to do what I'm moved to do when I'm moved to do it. There have been some examples over the last couple of months where I'm like, you know, I would really like to do that if I didn't have this other obligation. So it's clearing out some of the obligations that I've signed up for, so that I have more opportunity that as spirit speaks to me, that I can act on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you had a really key word in there. I assume it's okay to work with you one-on-one right now.
Oh yes, please. No,
Spirit just told me to call on you, and this is perfect because everybody in this group wants their experience of freedom. Every single person in this group, they may have a completely different way of describing and definition of freedom, but everybody wants it. And you used an interesting word that I'd like to point out to everybody, obligation. Obligation is like should. Those are two words I would encourage you to write them down on a piece of paper. Tell them, thank you for all of the lessons. I honor you. I appreciate you. And now you and all the sticky baggage and programs you bring can now burn in the fire. Thank you very much. Good night. Maybe that's where Pele came in, okay? Obligation and should. Those are words that I have never found supportive. If you are powerful enough to play with those words and make obligation feel really good, go for it. If you're able to make should feel good, go for it. But the programming that I feel around that is not supportive. Do you feel that, Devin?
I do. Yes, absolutely. So,
the quickest way to get to freedom, this is for everybody, is to be free exactly where you are right now. Okay, so even when you're doing something where that you have a personal responsibility to follow through with your commitment, which is a very different attitude than obligation. Okay, so if you've made a commitment to show up for something and you would rather be doing something else, you get to show up free in that commitment, freedom within that commitment, and then you will manifest the things you really feel free doing because you already feel free. Is everybody following me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's, I'll give you an example, which I've given a lot of times before about, I don't know, 16, 17 years ago when I was just starting my practice, I was working part-time at a video store. Some of y'all visited me there because we've been around a long time together. And I worked part-time there. I made, I think, $7.50 an hour, which you can't live off of, right? But I worked there, and I really wanted to be doing shamanic work full-time, but I had just started. I wasn't there yet. And so I was at the video store 4 days a week hating it, and I wanted to be doing something else, but the video store is my obligation, right? And I kept trying to figure out, how do I get out of the video store so I can go do what I really want? How do I get out of the video store so that I can be free and be happy and be doing what I really feel called to do? And I sat at my mesa and I did my practice, very similar to tonight, raising Singha, doing some ritual. And Spirit said, you got to turn the video store into shamanic work because that's what I really wanted to be doing. Doing this work is freedom for me, because I'm doing what I love. I'm doing what I'm passionate about. So the next time I was at the video store, I didn't say, I work at a video store and want to do shamanic work. My attitude was, I do shamanic work and happen to be at a video store. And within 2 months, I was out of there. And my practice just immediately started to amp up, because instead of it being a video clerk who wished they were something else, I was the something else who just happened to be at a video store, and I didn't say anything to anybody. I didn't do anything. And people started showing up just to get their video and go, can I ask you a question? And they just start asking me about stuff. And I would end up inadvertently doing healing work in the video store just through a conversation.
Nice.
So I want to share that with you because that really is the secret. Find what feels to be freedom for you. Manifest that in everything you're doing. You got to find the freedom inside yourself because nothing outside of yourself is making you unfree. The obligations, the commitments, none of that is freedom or not freedom. The freedom is how you feel. Okay?
Perfect sense. Thank you so much.
Do you feel like you can work with that over the next couple weeks?
Oh, yes. I'm very eager.
Okay, so anybody who wants to work with that over the next couple of weeks, and Devin, please share in the Facebook group. Let us know how that's working for you, because I know it sounds easier said than done. Sometimes it is easier said than done, but I know from personal experience, when I manifest how I want to feel, you know, and then I start getting that received. I really do. And I'll tell you, as soon as I commit to something and I feel that commitment, everything I need to support that comes in. And that's what you're doing. You're committing to what feels freeing, like freedom to you. Commit to that. Okay?
Yes.
Awesome. Thanks for talking. Anybody else want to check in real quick before we are done for the evening? That was a good one. Freedom's big. Freedom is big. And it's different for everybody. Let's see. Hey, Paige. Will you unmute Paige, please? You never get to chat because you're always hosting. But now that we've got Michelle, I want to mail you an essence to say thank you for hosting so much, all these accidental hostings. So yay. See, you get free gifts if you host. If anybody wants to host, y'all should talk to Paige. But seriously, Michelle, I want to do that. Paige, how are you doing?
I'm doing it. Everything that you just said was like right on.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm feeling that too, and I'm moving forward because I know in me that there's these things that I want to bring forth, you know, mm-hmm. and knowing when to take appropriate action and when to kind of like hang back and kind of surrender, you know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. when to move forward and in that flow. But I really just loved everything that you just said because it made total sense to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, awesome, good. Good. I just want to check in because Spirit told me to. And yeah, that's great. That the freedom is the key. The freedom is how you feel. Mm-hmm. It really is. And once I started feeling free at the video store, I had such a good time. And then suddenly I was too busy to work there anymore. You know, had the same experience when I moved back to Asheville and I really didn't want to be here. And so I manifested a house that had a lot of issues because I didn't want to be here. And then I went, you know what? If I'm going to be here, I need to commit and do this 110% or I can't manifest what I really want. And as soon as I committed, and the way I committed was I turned that house that had every issue you could imagine into the most amazing space. I focused by focusing on what I appreciated about it. I didn't focus on the four lanes of highway and the train tracks and all the noise. I focused on the mountains beyond them. I focused on where the sun came in and made a sweet spot in the living room. I focused on getting some exercise in the woods that were down the road. You know, never mind there was all this other stuff going on that didn't feel supportive. I focused on what felt good. And long story short, I ended up manifesting this place out in Black Mountain where a lot of you have come to a ceremony with 3 acres, less rent, amazing, beautiful, peaceful, perfect for ceremony. And I found a woman to move in who was young and her dad wanted to pay the landlord more rent than when I paid at the old place and wanted to pay for a year in advance. So he was thrilled to get me out of there and give me my deposit. See, that's the kind of stuff you can manifest. When I committed to going to Peru, I knew I needed to go every 6 months for a year. And I went 3 times. I was like, all right, Spirit, how am I going to pay for this? And Spirit was like, commit. So I committed to it. And I kid y'all not, something happened with this house. And my landlord sent me a text and said, we need to talk. And I talked to him and he said, I'm going to lower your rent. We're going to sign a 2-year lease. I'm going to lower your rent. Who does that happen to? Nobody, right? That's the kind of stuff you can start manifesting. Places to live, support, like once you get committed. So Paige and everybody else, don't worry about how it's going to happen. if you're just stressing about that, you'll never get there. I promise you. I have walked through clouds for a long time, trusting, and then poof, it opens up and there I am. So, but what I do is I commit. I commit and I follow through and I trust and spirit, somehow it gets taken care of. And I've seen this happen with students too. But what I do is I focus on how I want to feel. And I always want to feel good. I mean, even the Dalai Lama said he thinks our purpose here is to be happy. I mean, if that's what he thinks, then I feel in good company. So thank you, Paige. And thank you, Devin. And thank you, everybody, for being here tonight. I'm just checking to see if anybody else has said anything. I'm thinking about how to not see caring for my elderly father's obligation. Oh yeah, Gail, I hear you. I mean, that's the thing. It reminds me of these men that they're doing this yoga for in the prisons. And there's also this great documentary, if I can find it, I'll post it in the group, about they've taken these meditation programs into prisons. And these guys are in jail, in prison, and some of them are there forever. And they'll talk about when they're doing the practice, they're free. And it's helping them be free within themselves, even while they're incarcerated. And I remember that when I think about the times that I'm feeling stuck because I'm not incarcerated. And I also have had times where I have imprisoned myself, you know, because I felt the circumstances, that's how they felt to me. And then I remember those guys in that prison yoga project and that prison meditation project. And I remember, my practices are my freedom. My freedom is internal, right? So hopefully that helps. But yeah, keep us posted with that. And I do really appreciate you all sharing on the Facebook page. A great way for us to really connect is keep sharing on there. I'm going to make an effort to try to share a little bit more, put some videos on there. Oh, and I want to tell you all one thing before we go. I keep forgetting to tell you all. I'll post it on the page for anybody who's not here too. Every one of you who have sent in your deposit or your payment for the private retreat that we're offering, I haven't told you this, but I put all the money that comes in. That's why a lot of the reasons why I ask for check or cash too, is I put it all on my Mesa where it totally gets mojoed up. Then I have a separate prosperity altar. And everything that I receive, check or cash that I physically have, goes on that prosperity altar to empower your abundance, to empower the abundance of everybody that receives that money, to empower my abundance. It's to empower and bless everybody. And I keep forgetting to tell you all that. So obviously all of you are on my Mesa. Every single one of you in this group are consistently, every time I do ritual, you are included in that. You are included in my prayer. So just know that. And I keep forgetting to mention that all of you all who have paid, your money is on my prosperity altar right now, getting mojoed up. Tap into that. Tap in, because you're not going to drain anything from me. I'm not the thing, right? But that prosperity altar has got some mojo. It's not playing. So, and if you would like to create a prosperity altar separate, or as I would create it separate from your altar, just so you don't have money laying around the house. But if you live by yourself, it doesn't matter. I have people who come in, so I keep it in my bedroom, but create a space on your Mesa that supports the things you want to call in, whether it's abundance or flow or health or prosperity or whatever it is. Remember to put that on your altar, on your sacred space in a physical way, even if you just write it down, or anything that can represent that. So I have all sorts of things on my prosperity altar that represent blessing and clearing the money of any programs and bringing just so many blessings to each of you and whoever brings it to me. So I'll put that on your radar for now. We can talk a little bit more about that, or I can make a little video about it and put it in the group. So thank you all for being here. Thank you, Michelle, for hosting, and welcome to all of the new folks. I'm really glad you're here, and I'm just really excited. This is going to be a powerful summer. I'm going to be coming to you from Colorado in July. I'm excited about that. So, yeah, looking forward to everybody who's coming to the retreat. And Melina says, that was rad. Yeah. And on that note, let's unmute everybody. And thank you all so much.
Thank you. Thank you.